And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Forget Donald Trump and the Russians and all that suspected collusion. Hell, any fifth grader knows Trump is up to his fake straw hair in colluding with the Russians. It's that obvious. What we should be concerned about is the collusion staring us in the face, right here in Northumberland. The dictionary defines collusion as secret or illegal cooperation by two or more parties to deceive or cheat others and achieve an illegal or improper purpose. Now that's pretty clear. And yet, local collusion is so buried in the muddy waters of politics that most of us are unaware of it, or too disinterested and lazy to pay attention. Well, I'd like to get more people to pay more attention to the collusion going on right under our apathetic noses, especially with the provincial election in June and municipal elections in October. Over the weeks ahead, I want to start a conversation and maybe light a fuse that just might get more citizens more interested in stories of how politicians collude for their own self-interest. Collusion isn't always as obvious and as bad as the multi-million-dollar low-level waste trust fund debacle in Port Hope. It can be as simple and offensive as fiddling with rezoning or purposely not communicating with the public. Regardless, it's all insidious. There are many stories of collusion by elected officials and the shadowy civil servants and consultants working behind the scenes. And it's time to bring some reality to the democratic idea of accountability and transparency. In the upcoming commentaries, I will tell some stories, give voice to the silence that collusion so depends on, so counts on. Now, I can't do justice to the stories in my brief commentaries, but I can devote two or three commentaries in a week to each story, a mini-series, if you like, with the purpose of generating public awareness. It's not investigative journalism, even though that is something our community desperately needs and politicians desperately dread. The purpose of these stories is to rip the veneer off of the action, inaction, misconduct, and manipulative practices of our autocratic, undemocratic, and quite frankly, terribly ineffective politicians. We place millions of dollars in the hands of a small group of people, elected by less than half of us, and then most of us walk away for 4 years, paying little or no attention. This is a breeding ground for deceit, an incubator for cheating, a swamp full of duplicity, and an open invitation for collusion. The only defense is public vigilance, citizen action, and unrelenting perseverance. To borrow on a maxim, it takes a village to eliminate collusion. Remember, collusion is simply political trickery to deceive. Starting next week, I'm going to relate the first story of collusion. It might take two or three commentaries to kickstart the conversation and generate awareness, but then it's out in the public square for everyone to decide what might be done. Nothing, something, or a lot. And then maybe we'll see if we're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Next week's story is titled Collusion Trumps Integrity, A Mayor in Conflict. Tune in, and then think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.